The chapel clock began to strike three. Anne Talbot stirred as the reverberating bell penetrated her sleep. Her small face, framed by the dark bobbed hair and washed white by the shafted moonlight, took on a restless, resentful expression. Her slight body twisted in the expansive four-poster bed, as if turning from the offending strokes of the relentless hammer. She never stayed at Cranley Hall long enough to become used to the pervasive sound of the chapel clock at night, in spite of being given a room as far from the tolling bell as the sprawling Jacobean mansion would allow. Charles said it would be different when they were married, and her stays at Cranley became longer. He never heard the clock, he said. It had long ago become submerged in that part of his mind reserved for all too familiar sounds. Anne's fitful sleep was still deep enough to keep from her the small, sharp click that emanated from the panelled wall beside her bed, and the controlled, rhythmic, stertorous sound in the void beyond a section of the panelling as it hinged back. There was no further movement for fully a minute, during which time the laboured breathing settled to a lengthened rhythm. Then an amorphous shadow detached itself from the black void and eased slowly towards the sleeping girl. Moonlight filtered to a pair of monstrously deformed hands clasped together in front of the slowly moving shadow. The hands moved up, out of the light, to a face masked in shadow, and the breathing became muffled. The shape stopped at the edge of the bed, and one eye above the hands caught a glimmer of light from the distant mullioned window. Narrowed and unwinking, the eye fixed upon Anne, taking in her every restless movement. One of the monstrous hands began to inch forward. A sudden sound from the void at the wall arrested the movement of the hand, and the eye flicked away from Anne as the figure retreated into deep shadow. The muffled breathing stopped. The white coat of the male nurse filled the gap in the panelled wall and glared in the revealing moonlight as the young man crept cautiously into the bedroom. He looked cursorily at the girl in the bed and shaded his eyes from the moonlight as he peered round the shadows.